This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Pacific Gas and Electric is delaying the reopening of its Moss Landing battery energy storage facility. In a statement, the utility says it found a coolant leak in one battery pack, so now the restart is on hold. But Monterey County officials like Mayor Carroll are still calling for PG&E to finalize safety measures.
We remain concerned. The facility's emergency action plan has not been finalized.
The utility has not commented on further plans to reopen the plant. And white South African refugees continue to arrive here in the United States, but as KAZU's Ngozi Cole reports, one local expert says their claims about violence don't hold up.
South Africa is one of the U.S.'s key trade partners, but this relationship is now shaken by the Trump administration's claims of violence against white farmers in the country. Jessica Piombo, a professor of U.S. foreign relations at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, says the claims of racial persecution are unfounded.
Doesn't meet the definition of a genocide. Even with crime in South Africa generally, it's not the intent to destroy a community in whole or in part. That's, you know, the essence of a genocide.
State data in South Africa shows that in nearly 30,000 murders annually, less than 1% were former attacks, and these victims were mostly black. Piombo's views are hers and not official positions of the Naval Postgraduate School. Ngozi Cole, KAZU News.
And we'll hear more of that interview coming up later this hour. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.